Let's get my family up here. Jenny's family. Love all of you. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Indiana! Yeah. Tonight, Indiana voted for change in Washington. They voted to send in the Marines. Well, I'll tell you, this Marine is humbled. I'm proud to have earned your trust, your confidence, and your support. We're not going to let you down. I am overwhelmed by the history of this moment. Rank and file Americans of all political persuasions, they believe Washington has become disconnected from our needs and concerns. But tonight, Hoosiers, we together have once again proven that democracy works. You know, when I grew up here in Indiana, my dad used to tell me almost every day that if I dream really big, if I worked really hard, good things would happen. Well, Dad, this is a good thing. So I've mentioned my family, but I haven't thanked them. I want to thank my parents. I want to thank my wife, Jenny, and my four kids. If they hadn't believed in me, none of this would be possible. Let's give them a round of applause, please. So with God's help and your encouragement and support, I'm going to wake up every day as your next United States Senator, every day with one mission in mind, figuring out how I can best serve the interests of this state and its great people. I ran for the United States Senate for the first reason I joined the United States Marine Corps. I wanted to be part of the solution. Now, tonight was a great victory, not for me, but for the people of Indiana. Yeah. Thank you. You see, I learned in the Marines to put people before politics. And tonight you proved that Indiana's Senate seat belongs to the people of Indiana. This is your seat. This is your seat. This seat belongs to the hardworking Hoosiers whose hearts are broken because they have to tell their children that maybe their lives won't be as good as their own parents' lives. This seat belongs to the Hoosiers who are struggling to pay for increasing health care premiums. They're furious at their government, which has left them in this situation. This seat belongs to those Indiana families who struggled to find work after Washington bailed out Wall Street, but left taxpayers with nothing but a bill. It belongs to Hoosiers who are moms and dads, who wonder about the sort of lives their children are going to have, and they worry for their safety and security. And more than anything else, tonight's victory belongs to every one of us who believes that Indiana and America is bigger and stronger than our problems, those of us who are optimistic about our country's future. We don't buy that our problems are too big to solve or that we have to accept a new normal of diminished state or country. No, we believe in the future and the promise that it holds. Tonight was a reminder that our charge in the United States Senate is to serve you and people like you across this state and across this country. And starting tonight, you sent in a Marine to solve problems. So I pledge to you, I'll always do what's right for Hoosiers. I'll prefer the hard right over the easy wrong. And as I've said so often over the campaign trail, over the last roughly 18 months, we need a healthy dose of common sense Hoosier conservatism to meet the expectations of all Hoosiers. We need more Indiana in Washington and less Washington in Indiana. So just a few minutes ago, I had the opportunity to speak with Senator Bayh. No. I thanked him for his commitment to public service and the contributions that he and his family have made over the years, all in the name of making Indiana and our nation a better place. Why don't we all give the Bayh family a round of applause, please? I shared with Senator Bayh my intention to work with anyone, who will work with me on the great problems of our time. For while we may have policy disagreements, I know that Senator Bayh and I agree we need to find a path forward. One nation under God. Now, I acknowledge that campaigns are tough, really tough sometimes. Our Democrat neighbors fought hard, but now it's time to come together for the good of our state and our country. Let me be clear. Our challenges and our enemies don't know us as Republicans or Democrats. Only Hoosiers and Americans. So we must face our challenges as Hoosiers and Americans. So I'd like to close by thanking all the volunteers. All the volunteers and our campaign staff who work tirelessly to make this day a happy one for all of us. I'm grateful to all of you for your support during this campaign. I won't let you down. I'm going to need you even more when it comes time to serve this state in coming months and years. Let's enjoy this evening, then let's get to work.